President, our organization urged the United Nations to prioritize the follow-up on the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights reports from 2018 and 19, which addressed grave human rights violation and forcibly divided the former princely state of Jammu and Kashmir, particularly in Azad Jammu and Kashmir and Gilgit Baltistan. These reports brought light to critical issues such as excessive use of force, arbitrary detention, and severe restriction on freedom of expression and association. There is a deteriorating situation in Rawalpindi, Pakistani administered Kashmir, where Islamic radical forces are exerting pressure and issuing fatwas against activists involved in rights movements. These decrees can result in various forms of harassment, physical violence, or even threat to life, particularly when directed as activists challenging the status quo. This development can lead to significant intimidation, fear, and suppression of voices advocating for human rights in the region. Recently, a brave human rights defender, Asma Batol from Hajira Azad Kashmir, shared a poem on social media that drew the attention of extremist group. As a result, she was arrested by the government under blasphemy charges, putting her life in grave danger. Similarly, Asran from Arjabagh was arrested and detained, and their families are facing harassment and receiving life threats. Freedom of expression is severely compromised in our region under Pakistan's administration, where religion is weaponized against human rights defenders. The erstwhile state of Jammu and Kashmir is a single political entity. Its unification, stability, prosperity, and restoration of sovereignty are essential to safeguarding the life, liberty, and property of its people. The unilateral alteration of the region's status through the disembowelment of the historical state and forced annexation has advanced.